Can we end war and violent conflict? People fight for many reasons. Some fight for political, economic, or social change. Others fight to gain control over land and natural resources. Many conflicts are fueled by long-standing ethnic or religious differences. What is being done to stop the fighting and to achieve peace? Can we expect these efforts to succeed? The picture shows a torn photograph of construction workers in a building that is under construction, discussing the project. Economic development. Goal: improve the quality of life for people. This can help eliminate or reduce economic inequality, which can be a key driver of conflict. Limitation: requires governments to change their spending priorities. In 2022, an estimated $34.1 billion U.S. was spent worldwide on peace building and peacekeeping. However, that was only 0.4% of military spending for that same year. We spend much more money and resources managing conflicts than on preventing them and building peace. Antonio Guterres, Secretary General of the United Nations. What the Bible says: the world's governments and institutions can help the poor, but they will never be able to eliminate poverty completely. Deuteronomy 15:11 and Matthew 26:11. The picture shows a torn photograph containing two hands shaking in agreement. Diplomacy. Goal: prevent or settle disputes peacefully through dialogue and negotiation to the mutual advantage of both sides. Limitation: one or more parties may be unwilling to negotiate, compromise, or accept an agreement, and peace agreements are easily broken. Diplomacy does not always succeed. A negotiated agreement to end a war may be so flawed that it sets the stage for further conflict. Raymond F. Smith, American Diplomacy. What the Bible says: people should seek peace. Psalm 34:14. But many people today are disloyal, not open to any agreement, betrayers. 2 Timothy 3:1-4. Such traits prevent sincere political leaders from resolving conflicts. The picture shows a torn photograph of a shattered gun. Disarmament. Goal: reduce or eliminate weapons, especially nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons. Limitation: nations are often unwilling to disarm because they fear losing power or becoming vulnerable. Eliminating armaments does not address the reasons people fight. Many of the disarmament commitments and promises entered into at the end of the Cold War have gone unfulfilled, including practical steps to reduce dangers, ease international tensions, and ultimately bring us closer to a safer and more secure world. Securing our common future, an agenda for disarmament. What the Bible says: people should abandon weapons and beat their swords into plowshares. Isaiah 2:4. More is required, however, because violence begins within a person's heart. Matthew 15:19. The picture shows a torn photograph of a group of national leaders sitting around a table together. They all sign a copy of the same document. Collective security. Goal: nations agree to take collective action against aggressors. In theory, an aggressor will not start a war if that means fighting the combined forces of many nations. Limitation: the threat of retaliation does not guarantee peace. Nations do not always abide by their commitments, nor do they agree on how and when to act against aggressors. Although collective security played a prominent part in the League of Nations Covenant and is embodied in the United Nations Charter, it has completely failed in both cases. Encyclopedia Britannica. What the Bible says: there is often safety in numbers. Ecclesiastes 4:12. However, we cannot look to human institutions for lasting peace and security. Don't put your trust in human leaders. No human being can save you. When they die, they return to the dust. On that day, all their plans come to an end. Psalm 146, 3 and 4, today's English version. Despite the concerted efforts of many to achieve lasting peace, we are still plagued by war. The following is supplementary information. Is the world becoming more peaceful? There are some people who claim that the world is actually more peaceful now than ever before. They say that the wars fought today are shorter and less deadly, and that compared to previous centuries, a smaller percentage of the total population die in battle. Others, however, question such comparisons and the statistics used to support them. Regardless of what some may say, there can be no denying that war and violent conflict directly affect a huge portion of the world's population today, and indirectly affect all of us. End of article.